This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Yesterday we commenced a discussion as part of our series on the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam on the life of Hud ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. I explained yesterday that Hud alayhi salatu wassalam is made mention of 7 times in the Quran, and his nation, the Ad, are made mention of 9 times. They are discussed 9 times in the Quran Kareem. I explained also yesterday that the Qawm Ad, the nation of Ad, they were Arabs and they lived in the area of Hadramaut. Another description, another name for the area where they lived was Ahqaf. They were after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Yesterday we discussed that after the floods of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they were the first to recommence with the worship of idols. They were a very strong nation. Physically, they had big stature. They were big built. They were tall. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them a lot of strength. And we also discussed yesterday that amongst the prophets who were Arabs include Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our concluding point yesterday was that Hud alayhi salatu wassalam was the first to speak Arabic, although Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam came later on and he took it to another level in terms of the eloquence of the language. But Hud alayhi salatu wassalam was the first. Now Hud alayhi salam and his nation Ad, and Salih alayhi salam and his nation Thamud, they came long before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Taking the discussion further, This name Ad, where does it come from? The scholars have written that someone in the ancestry of that particular nation, his name was Ad. So Nuh alayhi salam had a son whose name was Sam. And from his progeny, there was a man called Ad. And this nation basically were from his progeny. And they became known as the Qawm Ad, the nation of Ad. Now the Quran, as I said, discusses the story at 9 different places, and we'll take up the discussion from the 12th juz of the Quran Kareem, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Wa ila Adin akhahum Huda, that to the nation of Ad we sent their brother Hud. Qala ya qawmi ibudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. You will see that this is a repeated phrase. When Allah talks about the different anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah uses this phrase repeatedly. Qala, what was the message? Simple, one sentence. U'budu Allah, worship Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. There is none deity, is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. That's it. Tawheed, monotheism. That was the core message of every Nabi. And then they also explain, they put their people at ease. You see, normally in a community, if somebody stands up and he challenges the status quo, if someone stands up and he says, things are not being done the right way, we need to change the way things are being done, then naturally people become suspicious that what is his agenda? What is he trying to achieve? Does he want position? Does he want wealth? Does he want kingdom? That's why when the Quraysh saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was starting to make strides in his da'wah, they came to him and they said, what is it do you want? Do you want the most beautiful women? We will wed them to you. Do you want the wealth? We'll give you the biggest amount of wealth. Do you want position? Do you want leadership? We'll give it to you. People become suspicious when you stand up and you challenge the existing system, the status quo. They become suspicious that what's your agenda, what you're trying to achieve. So again, you will see that this is a repeated sentiment in the Quran. When Allah talks about every Nabi or most of the Anbiya, Allah says, what did they say to their people? Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra, in ajriya illa ala alladhi fatarani. I don't want no money. I have no agenda. My ambition is to secure my reward with Allah. My ambition is to secure my reward with Allah. And then he says, Hud alayhi salam says to his people, Afala ta'aqilun. Now understand, why will I challenge you if I don't want any material benefit? Why will I challenge you if I don't want any material benefit? Can't you understand? If I had an agenda, then you could say, oh, this guy's got an agenda. He wants some money. He wants some prominence. He wants some fame. So he wants to be different. He's doing things differently because he's got a personal motive in it. But I'm explaining to you, I got no personal motive. So that should make sense to you. Now, they were a very strong nation. And they used to actually even take pride in it. They used to say, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They became haughty without any justification. And they used to very pompously say, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ. Who's stronger than us? You know the ladies when they're in school and they go like this, you know? And they say, you want a vase? So we normally chuckle because that's how the youngsters carry on. But many times adults also, when it goes to your head, when you become proud and you become arrogant and you become haughty, you perhaps don't realize, but you become like a child in the way you carry on. Me, my money. You know, like when you're giving sweets and the children are falling over each other. I want, it's mine. We carry on like that in this bit of a more sophisticated way. The way we run after dunya. You know, I met one very prominent businessman in Maritzburg a few months ago. So he told me, he said, hey, Maulana, you must never get involved in business. I told him, no, I'm a stupid businessman and I'm too soft. I can't be firm, you know, when doing deals, and I know nothing about business. He says, no, because you know what? When you get sucked in, everyone talks about the rat race. You see, forget the rat race. Nowadays, we want to eat the rat also. We're not only chasing the rat, we want to eat the rat also. So when it comes to dunya, we become like children. We compete. We puff our chests out. You know who I am? فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And these guys had muscles, you know. They were not, six-pack was nothing for them. And they said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ. Who's stronger than us? Who can come tell us anything? But look at the response of the Quran. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةٌ. Did they not realize that Allah who created them will always be stronger than them? You can have the biggest built. One disease, and you become paralyzed. With your big mass of muscle, you become a liability. You become dead weight, as they say. So they had this pride and arrogance. But look at Hud alayhi salam. And you see, I'm going through these verses because it teaches us the hikmah and the wisdom of how to do da'wah. Firstly, you open your own book and you say, listen, I've got no agenda. Right? La as'alukum alayhi ajra, la as'alukum alayhi mala. Now, he plays their position, he plays their strength in a positive way. He says, وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O my people, make istighfar. Turn to Allah in repentance. All these years of idol worship. وَيَزِّدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. If you turn to Allah in repentance, Allah will make you even stronger. Allah will make you even stronger. Allah will give you even more. And the initial punishment that came to the nation of Hud alayhi salam was drought. Scholars say for 3 years there was a drought. And that is the system of Allah. Allah doesn't destroy you at once. Allah gives you a lot of respite. And even in our lives, even though we may be Muslims, so we don't get destroyed because of a corrupt aqidah, but if we waver, if we move off the sirat mustaqim, Allah doesn't punish us immediately. Allah gives a lot of respite. You know, when we were in Darul Uloom, I remember one incident. One student one day got caught. He was doing something he was not supposed to do. So in the class, he's telling the teacher that, you know, it was the first time. It was the first time, I promise you. So the teacher said, no, don't lie. If it was the first time, Allah wouldn't have exposed you. Allah always gives you respite. Allah always gives you respite. So even the punishment, smaller punishments come first. Like we read, you know, the other night, last night. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُم مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. Allah says, I give you a smaller punishment first. Just a wake-up call. Like, you know, when the light is misbehaving, you give him a tap first. Or you just give him a pinch in the ear, just to wake him up. So the 3 years of drought came. The same thing happened with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah sent drought. Then, فَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ التُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمِ. You know, the cockroaches came and the locusts came and the frogs came and everything came and made life a bit difficult, but they were not taking lesson. Or if they took lesson, it was momentarily, and then when things returned to normal, they went back to their ways. So 3 years of drought. So look at Hud alayhi salam approaches them. He says, listen, it is to your advantage to mend your ways. If you turn to Allah in repentance, Allah will make you even stronger. The strength in which you take pride, Allah will grant you even more strength. وَيُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And Allah will open up the heavens. The drought will be alleviated. But like we saw with the other Anbiya alayhim wasalam, they started accusing him. That, you know what? You're a fool, man. What do you know? Ya Qawmi. But again, a Nabi always keeps calm. And Nabi always keeps calm. You see, when you're doing the work of Allah, you cannot become flustered. You always have to hold the moral high ground. You don't join the people in the gutter. You have to show greater decorum and a higher degree of akhlaq and character. So he didn't say, hey, who are you to call me a fool? I'm receiving wahi. Ya qawmi laysa bi safaha. Ya qawmi laysa bi dalala. These are how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam responded. That listen, we are not fools. We are not misguided. We are messengers from Allah. We are messengers from Allah. So they said, qalu ya hudu qad jadaltana fa aktharta jidalana. Oh no, the story is going on now for too long. You're saying, bring the punishment. Let's see. It looks like you are now starting to tread on dangerous grounds. We're taking offense now. You are insulting our idols. You are insulting our idols. So Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, consistent in his message. Inni ushhidu Allah washhadu anni bari'um mimma tushrikun. Listen, Allah is my witness. Allah knows that I'm trying to save you from shirk, but you want to continue with your shirk. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam always try to use logic to reason with people. Atujadilunani fi asma'in sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum. That these idols that you worship, what are they in reality? They are nothing but names that you have given them and your forefathers have given them. It's like you take one stone, you put him here, you say his name is Lat. You take another stone, you put him there, you say his name is Uzza. They got no substance to them. They can't do anything. They have no history. They have no future. They have no capacity. They have no potential. They have no power. They can give effect to nothing. So what it is? Was it? What is it in reality? It is nothing but names. You have your conviction in names. And you are but worshipping names. And yet you're arguing with me. Hud alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people. But they didn't give up. They didn't give up. And they continued in the 3 years of drought. And even that. And this is the irony of life. That 3 years of drought was supposed to be a wake-up call for them. It made them more stubborn. They blamed Hud alayhi salam. They said, no, it's your bad luck. You started all the stories that we must stop worshipping idols. Now see, the idols are cross. They're no longer sending the rains. And now the major punishment came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which we will discuss tomorrow inshallah. But again, I'm saying, it's about the lessons behind it. Allah talks about these stories repeatedly in the Quran because the characteristics are the same. Pride, haughtiness, jealousy. And as we go into this last third of the month of Ramadan, we need to start seriously introspecting that are these qualities found within us? Are these qualities found within us? You know, in a way, these people never believed in Allah. That's why they carried on like this. We believe in Allah, and yet we harbor the same characteristics. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us, protect us, and forgive us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina.